I'd like to say thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity to work with you, work with your wife, my wife and I. And, you know, it's not always easy to be have pastored as many years as we have and then sit underneath somebody else. You know, but God gives us grace to, amen, to work together, to blend our ministry together, Pastor, and working for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm glad to have a visitor here today. Amen. We have several here, and one that I had the privilege of inviting this week, and he's here this morning, and just make them know that they're at home, and we love them, and come back again, and be part of what God is doing right here at Elevation Worship Center. Amen? Amen, amen and amen. Well, yesterday I have to say it like this, we had the privilege of saying goodbye to a good friend. Had his funeral yesterday. I wanted to say a couple things about him before I get into the word. Oh, Bill, everybody knew Bill. Amen. 92 years old. An old soldier of the cross. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Did you have that up on the... There it is. Now you do. Amen. Aren't you glad that we're never going to have to die spiritually? Amen. The old body may fade away, and one day if the Lord tarries, they will bury all of us or cremate us or however they choose to get rid of us. I mean, they go the cheap route nowadays, you know. Amen. I told my wife, just open the door, push me out in a ditch and keep going. I'm not going to give my son-in-laws any idea, though. By the way, happy birthday, Paul. He's getting to be an old man. You feel like one this morning, don't you, son? Yeah, that back, God bless your heart. How many knows that back trouble is no fun at all? I've been there where when I was in the military, I raised up and I hit my back on one of those big old gas meters that came out. It put me in bed for 3 days. It'd take me like 20 minutes to scoot off of the bed, my legs over onto the floor, and start working my way up again. And them sergeants come in, get out of that bed and run that track. I said, what do you mean? It's going to take me 20 minutes to get out of the bed. Amen. And so I had some good times in the military. But I have to be honest, I had better fun out of it. You can relate to that one too, can't you? Amen. You got a little more freedom when you're not in the military. But I'm going to preach this morning on old soldiers never die. Yeah. Amen. 30 years ago today, my dad went to be to God, with God today. Wasn't an easy time, but yet in a sense it was because he suffered so much. It was horrible. Horrible way to die the way he had to die. And then my other brother died of Lou Gehrig's disease. He became a vegetable from a strong man in 5 months' time. All he could do is open his mouth and his eyes, stick his tongue out, and that's about it. Just deteriorated in 5 months, done nothing. But you know, I'm glad there's more than that in life. We have something great to look forward to, and that is one day seeing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and having me say, my son, my daughter, a crown of life you've won. Enter into my abode. Amen. But old Bill, I call him old Bill, and guess what? He was old Bill, 92 years old. But I remember... Every Sunday morning, we come about an hour early, my wife and I, just out of habit, pastoring, we're always here early. And he'd come early so they could set up the food display and all that. And I appreciate his wife, all the work, the years that she's put into that. And we'd sit there at the table trying to hear each other. I would sit there and I'd say, huh? could you repeat that, please? He says, soon as I get my hearing aids in. So you can see we had a good conversation. It took 2 years to get one out. But he was quite a filler. He's going to be missed around here. But you know what? He was an old soldier, but he's not dead. Old soldiers never die. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I wrote a song many years ago. I would normally would have tried to sing it, but I'm still just getting, thank God, I'm getting over this cough that I've had for 3 months. Horrible, horrible cough. Amen. My wife couldn't sleep for 3 months. Seemed like it, you know, keeping awake at night. But we're on the men, we're on the victory. Amen. Praise God. But the title of this, the song that I wrote, I'm just going to speak it out to you, is, and I got to think about what it is. I didn't write it down. So, America is a home sweet home to me. America is the place I want to be. She's a land that I love, created by God above. America, a home sweet home to me. America is a land of liberty, where boys became men to keep us free. They fought and died like men, and we're proud of each of them. America, home sweet home to me. America, there stands a lady there, holding up her torch of freedom we can share. With the whole wide world around, thank God that we have found that in America, it's a home sweet home to me. Amen? Amen. I thank God for all that he's doing, all that he's going to be doing. Amen and amen. Pastor, you said you loosened this cap.
I did.
Not good enough for me. Baptize that boy. He won't ask me again to preach for him. Hey, it still can reach you, buddy. You're a good man. I don't care what they say about you. You're okay. Amen. Turn with me over to 2 Timothy. Amen. In the 4th chapter, it's written up here on the board, I believe. The 6th and 8th verse. Old soldiers never die. Amen. We're going to speak today, the Lord willing, about an old soldier of the cross. One of the greatest men, I guess, that ever lived for Christ. Now, that's not doing away with Peter and all the disciples and stuff, but Paul said he was a disciple born out of season. But God seen something about this man called Saul, that I had a heart for God. Yes, he was doing wrong. He was imprisoning the Christians because he thought in his heart he was 100% right for God. He didn't realize what he was doing. And God looked down and he said, that's what I need, a man that's got a heart for me, but I'm going to show him a better way. Hallelujah. He said, that's a man that I can use. You see, God can take the worst and make him the greatest. You're never too bad for God to use, church. You're never too young. You're never too old. Amen. God is looking for those that are willing to say, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Might just be a sweeper in the church, or wash the windows in the church, or do the little things. But little is much when what? God is in it. And God is in you. Reconcile the world. Amen. Reaching the world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But the Paul says here in his writings in 2 Timothy, he says, for I am now ready. Whew. That's a mouthful. Are you ready to meet God? Hello? It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to know it. Amen? Because he's coming back. And it could be today, church. Don't fool yourself. It could be today. He said, I'm coming back for those that are looking and watching and ready for me. Amen. It's no time to be a mediocre Christian. It's no time to play games with God. It's no time to hypocrite it and let somebody think that you're better than what you are when you're not. Amen? God wants you just like you are. He wants to clean you up. He wants to purify you. He wants to sanctify you. He wants to save you and redeem you by his precious blood that he shed on Calvary. He's the lover of my soul. He's the one that made us whole, Pastor. He's the one that's taken nothing and made it something for the kingdom of God. When I stop to think about God used me 20 years to pastor, it shakes my foundation. It shakes my foundation because I know in myself I can do nothing. Or if I do, I blow it. Because you've never done that before. No. But by his grace, you are something. I don't care how young you are. God's got a call on your life. God's got a call on my grandkids' life. They just don't know it yet. But I'm praying the Holy Spirit would deal with the hearts, save the souls, those that aren't saved. Redeem them by that precious blood that's going to take me to glory. That same blood that saved you can save them. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can take away my sins. Amen. Hallelujah. It's because of what he's done for me, not what I've done for him or what I'm going to do for him that saves me. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's his gift to you. He came looking for you, church. How many of you was looking for him when he found you? No. Some of us, that was the farthest thing from our mind, God was. But one day, just like the Apostle Paul, God knows how to get your attention. He knows how to wake us up and say, you've gone far enough. No more. You're going to follow me now. I'm going to show you a better way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way in all the universe. There isn't a religion in the world that can save your soul but the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed upon the cross of Calvary. Multitudes in the valley of decision, the Bible said. You may be here even this morning in the valley of decision, and you're not sure just what to do. Let me recommend, the pastor and I recommend to you, Jesus. He loves you. He cares for you. He's not willing that any should perish, but all, hallelujah, all come to repentance. Just like we had to come. Don't never be ashamed of your tears. If there's tears of remorse, if there are tears of regret, because Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know what I'm talking about, church? How many has experienced the rest of God? Huh? How many has experienced the peace of God, the fruits of the Spirit, love, peace, and joy? Hallelujah. How much does Jesus love you and I? This much? that he's willing to lay down and allow man to drive spikes into his hand. We're talking about the Creator. Allowed the creation to kill him, take his life. But hallelujah, it's Friday and Sunday's on the way. 3 days later, he victoriously, gloriously rose from the grave. Hallelujah, to redeem a world that was lost in its sin, lost in degradation, lost in iniquity, lost in self-pity. Hallelujah, there's no room for the child of God to have self-pity. I'm a child of the King. I am royalty. Look at me. Aren't I beautiful? I am royalty regardless what you think. If God can use me, he can use a mule. God can use a rooster. Don't think you got a monopoly on this thing. Amen. You're here because of his grace, not because you're pretty or you're better looking than somebody else or you can sing better than somebody else. Or, man, isn't the world lucky to have me? One day you'll pass from this life and only the good things that you've done is going to last. Amen? The body will deteriorate. It'll go back to the dust. For dust thou art, dust thou shalt return. Or ashes to ashes. But oh, the real, real soldier of the cross, you and I will live on. Amen and amen. In World War II, there was an army general named Douglas MacArthur. In a speech he made, quoted the old song of the army, "Oh, soldiers never die." Can I tell you about an old soldier of the cross? His name was Paul, the apostle. One day, Jesus met him on the Damascus Road and transformed his life to make him something he never would ever be again. Thank God Almighty. Aren't you glad that you're changed? I can ask your wife. Glad that you're changed? Or vice versa, it could be the other way. Amen. God is so awesome. His name was Paul, the apostle. As we meet him in 2 Timothy, he is coming down towards the end of the way, as you might say. For I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. He says, I have fought a good fight. What kind of fight have you fought? Huh? Do you let the devil fight your fight? Or do you say, come on, devil. Poke him in the nose. That don't work too good. Sometimes they poke you back. Amen? I'd rather the Lord to fight my battles anytime, Pastor. I have fought a good fight. See, he wants you to fight the Christian way, the anointed way, the holy way. I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course. One day, we'll be able to say, I have finished my course. It's over. Life is no more as I know it. But, oh, what waits around the bend is sure better than what we got today. Amen. When Jesus will be standing there waiting with his arms outstretched. I seen the Lord one time with his arms outstretched in the clouds. You'll never forget it if you ever see Jesus like I did. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, he is a righteous judge, isn't he? Amen. He's a holy judge. He's a pure judge. He doesn't come in with preconceived ideals and let you change his mind. He's here to change your mind. Amen. The righteous judge, which you give me on that day, and not to me only, but unto all them, that's you and I, that love his appearance. He's coming back. He said he would. He's coming back again, my Lord. He's coming back again. Amen. Little is much when God is in it. In a little while, the Apostle Paul would be laying down his head and it would sever from his body. But it didn't separate him from God. It took him into the hands of God. Hallelujah, that he's able to say, I have a desire to depart and be with the Lord. I have a desire to depart and be with the Lord. You see, God allowed him into the third heavens. He saw things that we've never seen before, church. He couldn't wait. He said, I have a desire to depart and be with Jesus. And Jesus is where? At the right hand of the Father, making intercessory prayer. So we know he's alive. He rose on the third day. He said, but I know it's more needful. You need me and I need you, that I stay and continue the ministry that God has called me. Amen. We have but a few days compared to eternity to work for God. Just a few days. Wait until you get 74 years old and you wonder, where did time go? Some of you at 30 years old is wondering that. Amen. Time waits on nobody. And God waits on nobody. In other words, if you don't follow him, he'll find somebody else that will. But he's not willing that any should perish. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But as many as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. That was a great message yesterday, Pastor. As a salvation message. There was people yesterday here at the funeral that will never step into a church again until six people haul him in a box. But I pray to God, he said, my word will not return void. His word cannot return void. The seed was planted. One plants the seed, another one waters, but what happens then? It's God that gives the increase. It's the Holy Spirit that deals with them. It's the Holy Spirit that can send ministers along to my grandbaby. And he's not a baby anymore. He's grown up. He's going to get older than his mama before long. Seems like, my goodness, he grew up so fast. And I love him. And I believe they love me. Some of them far away, but they love me. Some of you get that at about 2 in the morning. But I do. I love God's creation. I love my family. And I trust my family loves me. There may be times that they doubt, but nevertheless. But Paul was a man that God could trust. Can God trust you? Can he? When you go to college, can he trust you to still live the Christian life? I like that. Shake your head, precious. That's good. Because 80% of the young people that leave the church to go to college walks away from God. It's no time to walk away from him, but walk to him. Fall more in love with Jesus. I was going to say, and he'll love you even more. No, he loves you that much already. Come unto me, all ye weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Boy, in college today, you need God. Because those insane professors, some of them have something else too. They're out to destroy the minds of Christians if they can. They hate them. But you know what? You pray for them. They need Jesus. Them professors need Jesus. That they might become another Apostle Paul for the glory of God if he tarries. But Paul knew that it would not be long and he would stand before his King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is true that old soldiers never die. Paul had a great career as a soldier. Christ saved him and transformed him, and from that day on, he became one of the greatest effective soldiers Jesus ever had in his army. He said he was dead to the old life and that he was living only for Christ from that day forth when Jesus met him on the Damascus Road. He said that a soldier did not entangle himself into the affairs of the world. Amen? We don't have no time to play games. This is serious business. Your loved ones are going to hell if we don't witness to them and live the life before them. I'd rather see a sermon than to hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than to verily show the way. I could soon learn how to do it if you let me see it done, but your hand's too fast in action, and your tongue too fast may run. All the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. Though I may not understand you and the fine advice you give, there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. How many knows that's the gospel message? Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Amen. There's a war to win. There's a battle to fight. It's not over. It's just starting. The devil and all the demons of hell is loose out there to destroy. The Antichrist, Mark of the Beast, soon will come on the scene. But I believe the church is leaving before that. But the Antichrist and is here. The spirit of the Antichrist is being here even in Jesus' day. That spirit of destruction. Don't you hate it? Don't you hate it when people down your faith, down your belief in the living God, and tell you, act like you're crazy or something? Well, tell them you are. Crazy about Jesus? Let me tell you about him. You got a moment? I thought you'd never asked. You know one thing for sure, if you don't witness for Jesus, one thing for sure, they ain't going to get saved. More than likely. But they won't like me. So what? They don't like your Lord. And what's more important, him liking you or Jesus? Amen? But if you witness to them, they're going to like you because God's going to touch their heart. That's Holy Spirit's job. Holy Spirit's job is to touch and convict and draw. I'll draw all men unto me, he said. Not all will come, but he's still drawing them. Not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance, he said. So we see there is a war to fight, there's a war to win. And there's not much time to do it, church. Souls are dying. When we're too busy to work for God, to hear the voice of God, we're too busy. Amen? Paul said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in persecution. Paul, you right about that, buddy? In distresses, because he knew all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are thee called according to his purpose. Amen? Have you ever suffered anything for Jesus Christ? Have you ever lost friends because you served Jesus Christ? Guess what? They weren't your friend. They really aren't your friend. If they can't love your Christ, if they can't love Jesus, then you don't need to be around that type of people. They'll get you in trouble. Amen? My, so many young people's losing out in college. You have to stand up and be a man or woman and say, I will not lower myself to the standards of the world and these kids that are getting drunk and partying all the time and everything. Stay as far away from that in the name of Jesus as you can and run to a church there where they have a good youth group. There are youth groups on the campuses. Amen. Assemblies of God got many, many great youth groups, churches next to the campus or whatever. So there is churches that will help you. And I'm sure that if you need one, pastor can help you find one where you're at. Amen. Praise God. Said thanks, huh, Pastor? Have you ever made a sacrifice for Jesus? Have we, church? My, my, my. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech thee for, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your service. Holy. He wants us to be holy. You know what that means? Christ-like. Hello? Christ-like. But how do I know how Christ is? Read it in his word. Hello? Amen? There's something about this good old book. It never gets old. It's refreshing. It's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Amen? It'll fill you up when nothing else can satisfy. Jesus can. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, soldiers, the old soldier Paul looked back on life. He said, I have fought a good fight. And he looked upon life as a battle to be fought and a victory to be won. It's not just a battle, but it's a victory. Have you ever overcome the devil when he tried to tempt you? You felt so good. The devil didn't get you that time. Amen? Bible said, with every temptation, he'd make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. So it's there. You just got to want it. You got to want Jesus more than you want the world. Amen. And you know how you get that way? Study to show yourself approved unto God, working not be a workman, not needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of God. In other words, that's your meal. If you go through life without a meal, guess what? Your body ain't going to be what it should be. Your soul isn't going to be what it should be. Amen? There's a battle to be fought and a victory to be won. Many people today think the battle's over, so they just sat down and relaxed and said, let somebody else do it. No. Thank God the Apostle Paul didn't say that. Thank God that Jesus didn't say that to the Father. He could have called 10,000 angels. Father, one hand he said, Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. I don't want to have to die on the cross. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And he went to the cross, allowed wicked men to spit upon him, gamble over his robe, beat his hands into the cross with nails and his feet bloody. But it may have been a horrible sight, but to me it was a beautiful sight, because that's how I'm saved today. Because God, through his son Jesus Christ, allowed man to take his life. They didn't take it. He gave it. He gave it. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he didn't. Hallelujah. He loves me. Young people, moms and dads, he loves you. It's not going to be long or we're going to see Jesus. A month ago, Bill didn't think he's going to see Jesus that quick, but it happened. And you know what? 30 years ago, my dad went to see Jesus. He hoped for a longer life, but it wasn't to be in this life. But the old soldier in him, hallelujah, lives on. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We overcome temptation through the power of Christ and overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Almost finished here. We need to know where we're at. Hello? Well, Pastor, hey, I'm here in church. Yeah, but where you at with God? You see, God sees you inside. God knows where you're living. God knows if you're giving it all to him or just enough to make heaven my home. How many times have you heard, I've heard my brother even say it, if I can just make it by the skin of my teeth. You ever hear that? What are you going to do if you got false teeth? Think about that one. And don't laugh, because most of you will have a few of them. Oh, some of you got the whole set, huh? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to make it because he loved me first. He got hold of me at 15 years old. And I said to my mama one day, I said, Mama, I might become a preacher. I don't know what to call me, but nevertheless, I'm doing the best that I can with what I got. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has there been any tears? How many tears have you shed over lost souls? Let me read something to you here. I got here in closing. God sees all of our tears. How many knows he sees all things? He knows all things. Amen. Tears mean sorrow. We all shed many of tears during our lifetime. We weep over our griefs, over our pains. And like somebody said the other day, said, I don't mind pain. I just don't like it when it hurts. Amen. I just don't like pain when it hurts. Very smart. We weep over our griefs or pains or disappointments or sins. At least we trust you do. Even Jesus wept. Pastor quoted the scripture I'm going to use. When Jesus stood over Jerusalem and said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have, like a mother hen, taken you in and cherished you and loved you like a mother hen loved her babies? But you would not. But you would not. My wife, her house burnt down when she was about 12, 14 something. They went back the next day to see the ruins and disaster. And I remember going by there, matter of fact, that week. And said, Mama, look, that house burnt down. Didn't know my future wife lived there. And God used her. 2 o'clock in the morning, there was that fire that was, and the firemen all went to the bar to get drunk. They thought the fire was out, and the wind came up, and 15-foot waves of fire came within 15 minutes. It was cinders. But God allowed my wife to stay awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, holding the family Bible. She just felt something wasn't quite right. And all at once, she looked out the window, and oh, my God, Mama, everybody wake up. The house is going to be on fire. And just got out of the house, and within 15 minutes, it was no more house. Had not God kept her awake, they'd all been cremated right there, an old house, 100 years old or older. But back to that chicken, they came the next day, and there was a charred mama chicken laying there, and Diane's brother kicked it. And when she kicked that charred chicken, all these little babies ran out. Mama died, sacrificed her life for them babies that they might live. Well, that's what Jesus did. He gave his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Pastor, would you come?